back, and I said, well, my wife's running, I said, I'm going to take that charger back this morning. By God, and got over there and drove into off the highway up to the station, and I said, well, hell, I got it.
That was your whole time, huh?
The next day, then, I said, well, damn it, before I go to the barn, Daniel, now I'll just go out there and take it and put it in the car. Mm-hmm. So, hell, they hit me, and I hit two.
Yeah.
I got 10 and mooses up down there. I've been feeding them 2 weeks. Green, water, little dog feed.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was supposed to come at some bitch to say the night we could go and he didn't come. And I ain't gonna tell him out because I'm far from staying. I got 2 men out there now. I'm gonna keep 35, 40 men.
Yeah.
Shit, I went around yesterday by God started about this time of day. I picked up 35 eggs.
Really?
Different place. They're funny. You love to start laying out there and that while we're doing the papers come out the door. I pick them up there in the morning sometimes. I'm gonna do it too, you know. Take them out there in the barn. Chains out there and them some bitches get
the hey, me dad.
That thing will hear me talking now.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't worry about that.
If you play that back, then buddy said that damn fool, you know. Forget about that, like I'm going around winning sometime. I say things, you know.
I'll have to come back then,
huh? We'll say all the money and shit. Every time I call Pete and they said, I don't tell them who I am.
They just
know you from here. Yeah. Doc, how you getting along? That's all right. That man come up here where I go live down here in the country about 12 miles from here, he's old fixing the tax business. I called him last night about 7:30. She answered. And I just, how in the hell are y'all getting on? I said, don't prove it, Mr. Albert. Yeah, every time I call downtown now, I don't think. Bring me a doctor and look and see if I got it.
Did, you know, when you were small, did you ever used to carry water around or something?
My Lord, I carried it many times, huh?
What'd you carry then?
Well, it depends. Sometime by Jingle, we had a jug, we call it a jug. It used to make me their jugs, you know. I was the same kind of material they did that plate.
What is it? Is
it a
clay or china or something?
No, that ain't china. That's just, I can't call the name of it right now, but anyway, paint it and you can get them white or you can get them different colors of stuff mm-hmm. like that. See, they got sis and fancy what they did 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Used to have them with plain old white plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now then they hit the dish. Different type. Now then, instead of saying cup, you say the mug. That's the mug now. And the old-fashioned little old cup, you know. Mm-hmm. Which I think you got one coming in here. I saw one I come and busted the other day.
Oh, really? But, did you ever have something like a jug that had a handle?
Oh, yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
What is that?
Had a jug, had a handle on it, hold about 2.5 gallons of water, and then we got it on up in, and they come and put in that what they call a water cooler.
A water cooler?
Yeah. We got them around here. One out there, one down there, one at the barn, one out there in the storage place now, so.
Did you ever have a wood type thing that you carried water in?
Oh, yeah. I had a what they call a cedar bucket.
Your
yes, sir. We hold 3 to 4 gallons of water. About that thick there.
About an inch and a half.
Yeah, about an inch. Yes, sir. And that's good water you drink out of them, buddy.
Oh, you can get it from the spring?
Yeah. Down there. About over in the field of the spring. Get back there hungry out of the spring. Good God, nice.